Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm with Microsoft, and I'm here today with the guys from CP Labs, Brian Reichel, who's a software architect, and Walker Fenton. What are you guys up to?
Well, we've got a new product that we've just launched. It's called Glassboard. And Glassboard is an app for sharing privately with groups.
Okay. So you guys got Glassboard.
That's right.
What platforms are written on?
So Glassboard is written on Azure Cloud Services, and it's got a mobile front end on Windows Phone 7, iOS, Android, and we also have a Silverlight client.
What possessed you to be on Azure? Why'd you pick that over some of the other alternatives?
Well, Mr. Reichel liked the sound of the word Azure. You'd be saying
it's
a lot.
It's a pretty blue color, and I like it.
Cool.
Our company is Sepia. Like Azure.
Cool.
We had a lot of experience with the Microsoft platform. All the NewsGator stuff was all written on C Sharp and Windows and all that. So that was a fairly natural progression for us. And we like that they do all the OS updates for us because we only have two guys running our platform, so we don't have a lot of extra time to spend applying OS updates and patches and dealing with all that stuff. So, no, we don't have to.
Last time we talked, you guys liked the uptime when you didn't have to carry beepers around.
That's right. That's right, beepers.
Which
listen
is
to you.
Beepers.
Pagers.
Apes. Yeah. But, yes, we're not carrying that stuff around. It does buzz my phone every now and then, but, you know, we don't get any hardware problems.
Yeah.
Which is funny. We still have our old data center, and those machines are slowly dying and paging me, which is annoying.
There was a list of things that we don't care about anymore that you were working on.
Yes.
Things you don't care about. Cabling.
Mm-hmm.
Cooling. Power.
Power.
Hardware failure.
Disk.
Warranties. Disk capacity.
Yeah.
Not worrying about that stuff.
You know, there's lots of advantages to working with Azure.
So you guys are on a bunch of mobile platforms, including some of our Brand X guys. What did you run into when you were working with Android and iOS and Windows Phone and connecting up to Windows Azure? What was the experience like for him?
Well, unfortunately, our Windows Phone 7 developer isn't here, but we had we caught up with him earlier today, and I would have to say his number one point about working with Windows Phone 7 was that the development environment was fantastic. It was absolutely the easiest thing to use. He's actually an Android guy. He has an Android phone or Brand X phone, whatever you want to call it. But working with Windows Phone 7, coming from a .NET background, was very, very simple. You know, the emulator's fast, hooking in, you know, Bing Maps, hooking in the camera, all of that was really, really easy, and he was really excited to be able to do that quickly.
How about the connection with Azure from the different platforms? So what was that like?
Really hasn't been a problem. What we built out of Azure is all WCF, REST-based services, and everybody just consumes the same thing. Nobody had a problem with it. So
and you guys have a lot of security concerns. One of the things that you guys talk a lot about or have talked to me about is the need that you have on your platform for privacy.
Yeah, privacy is one of the things that we kind of stand behind in terms of what we've based our product on. Glassboard is an app for sharing privately with groups, as I mentioned. So the privacy angle was really, really important. We wanted people to be able to quickly and easily get a group together and know that, you know, anything that's said within the group isn't going to wind up on Facebook or isn't going to wind up on Twitter. So we went to great lengths to make it a very secure and private space for folks. So, but technically, I mean, you could talk to the back end of...
Yeah, I mean, we just try very hard to enforce that in the code. And then you get a lot of security with Azure. They have a lot better physical security, of course, than our data centers did. And a lot of the OS-level stuff is very good. On top of that, we actually encrypt all the data before we throw it into the Azure storage. So there's actually a project out at CodePlex that we're using for that. It's called Azure Table Encryption, I think. It's been a while since I've looked at it. But, you know, pretty easy to implement, and nobody can read our stuff, even us. So.
Yeah, you know, it's a big differentiator for us in the marketplace because, you know, having come from where we come from, we need enterprise security. We need the, you know, that protection, but we also want a very consumer-friendly experience. You know, we want people to be able to quickly, you know, pull out their phone and, you know, share a message with a group. And to do that privately, you know, we need to take advantage of some of these additional features.
So let's do a demo.
Yeah, let's do it. So let's take a look at the app and how it is used across a bunch of devices. As I mentioned, it's an app for sharing privately with groups. So what we have are three different phones here, and we're going to talk about...
And a Silverlight client.
That's right. The Silverlight client, which will be in Office 365 shortly. So one of the primary use cases for Glassport is for group messaging. So imagine these are all different people. You know, they're all part of a board, which is a group in our parlance. And so, have you sent a note to the... Yeah. So what Mr. Reichel here is doing on our Silverlight client is sending a quick note so that you can see how it shows up on these different devices. We've got an Android here. We just got a notification from Android saying that I'm going to be loading up the new platform. So that's a note that has now come to all of these phones as a push notification quickly and easily. So he didn't have to type in anybody's email address. He didn't have to, you know, do anything like you would in the old days. He just posted a note to the board, and it went to everybody like a push. I'd say the second, you know, use case that people use Glassport for is for sharing photos and videos and text messages. So one of the things that we've done is we like people to take advantage of the camera and be able to use the camera to its fullest extent on, you know, since there's a camera on everybody's phones these days. So we allow you to not only post photos to a board, but you can also post videos. So let's say I take a video with my iPhone, and then I upload my video from my iPhone, which is definitely a different format than any of these other devices. If I take the video with the iPhone, we transcode it and make it so that it can play across any of the devices that we support. Last but not least, what we like to show off is the fact that within Glassport, it's quick and easy to add your location to any message or to any comment. So, for example, if I'm posting to a board, I'm going to say open up the CP Labs board and hit the compose message. And now I've got my compose. I'm going to say, hi there, and, you know, where are you? What I can do is attach my, you know, a picture or a video, but I can also just hit this little flip here. And what that does is adds my location to this message. So when I hit the send button here and I'm sending to the board, it's going to show up with a little teardrop. So now I've gone into this to the message detail on this particular message, and now it's showing where I am specifically on a map. Okay, so best part of all, it's a free app. This it's an app that you can download from iTunes App Store, from App Hub for the Windows Phone 7, or from the Android market, and you can do it today. You get it, the app is for free. It's a free download. Where we have put in some interesting viral hooks is you only get three boards, so you only get three groups until you invite somebody new to the system. So once you've invited someone new to the system and they accept your offer, then you get an extra board.
Thanks very much for being here today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.